Welcome to Module 3 of the Traction and Action Toolkit. I'm Diane Rolston, and first off, I'd like to congratulate you if you've already made it through Module 1 and Module 2. Now, if you haven't and you just want to listen to this audio, that's totally fine, but I highly recommend that you go back and you spend the time to go through Module 1 and Module 2, and then come back and listen to this audio again. So, if you're wondering what we're in Module 1 and Module 2, I'll give you a little idea about it. So, Module 1 is our 10 days of traction. Really, that's where you build a foundation. I've got lots of tips in there and a lot of powerful coaching questions that I use with my clients even. And what you can do with those is spend a little bit of time every day building up those skills so that when you are ready to change, you're going to be fully dynamic in it. Now, Module 2, that's figuring out what you want. It's my workbook. And it goes through the 8 areas of life, because we all know that there's more than just life and work, especially like me when you have a family or other things that you're involved in. So in that, you get to set your goals and your commitments in each of the 8 areas so that we don't forget places like our health, fun and recreation, or our friends. So now what? If you've completed Module 1 and Module 2, that might be what you're wondering. Well, it's time to put a plan into place. That may be scary, eh? Especially after you've gone through and figured out all those things that you want. Well, since you now know what you want, the best way is to just get some traction, get into action, make it happen. If those were the skills and the drills, it's now game time. And you know, you should be excited about that because you get to plan how it's going to happen, how the change is going to happen, rather than be surprised by it. So pick a date to start. That is, if you haven't already. Maybe you've already gotten right into things. Congrats if you have. Great determination. Now, picking a start date doesn't have to mean it's next week or even tomorrow. If for you it feels best to start next month so you can clear some things out of your schedule, that's fine. Just don't put it off any longer. So pick a start date. When do you want it to be? Some of you may feel like, oh, it should have been last week or last year or a few years ago. I want you to let go of that. Don't think about it as regret or in guilt or any should-haves. Start today. In coaching, that's where we always look. Where are you now and where do you want to go? So when do you want to start? Next, break your goals into manageable parts. So many times my clients see all the things that they want to do and they get so overwhelmed. Don't. Break those big goals down. So write down that goal and all the little steps that you need to get there. Once you've done that in each of the 8 areas, start plugging it into a calendar. That's what I have my clients do so they can really see what is realistic, and when do they have to get that work done? So now that you have it down into manageable parts, you put it in your calendar, you've started to create deadlines. That's super important. The reason is, otherwise we just let things slide or life gets in the way. So many times other opportunities pop up, and that's great, and you should probably take some of those. But it also means you ought to make some tough decisions. Maybe your schedule is going to start getting too busy. So what can you cut out? But by writing it all in, you're going to be able to say no. No to things that come up, pop up. Things that are going to take you away from the change that you want to make. The positive change that you've planned. And that part's exciting. Now, as for accountability, do you have someone that you can share this calendar with? Your deadlines, and all those manageable parts that you've broken it up to? Maybe a friend or a family member. As I said in my 10 days of traction, make sure you choose someone that you can be honest with. Someone that's going to hold you accountable if you don't do what you say you're going to do. So maybe it's another person in business if you have a lot of business goals. Or if it's health, choose someone that maybe knows about health or at least has been on a similar path. By doing this, they'll know what's reasonable and what's not. And if they know you well enough, They'll know when you're trying to skirt around or make some excuses. If you want, hire a coach. A coach is going to be able to give you that unbiased accountability because they're not invested in your life the same way family or friends are, or even a coworker. All they stand for is that you go towards your goals in the best way possible. Now, thinking about your life in the big picture, how do you want things to be? What do you want your typical day to look like? Make sure you consider that as well when you start making a lot of changes. It might mean that you have to start designing relationships with others. For example, working in your own business, you're not going to be able to just take a day off here or there or go with friends, or are you? So talk with your friends and say, you know what, from Monday to Thursday, I need to be working during the day. But on Fridays, you're free to call me and see if I'm free for coffee. On the flip side, it might be with family. You might have to tell them that you're not available to do family stuff, or maybe some of the housework needs to be passed on to someone else. Start designing the relationships with them. Start letting them know what your needs are, and also make sure you find out what they need. Tell them how you want them to be in certain situations. Why not be proactive about this part rather than reactive when things don't go how you want them to be? Now, staying motivated in this whole changing part, it really is important. So many times I see my clients in, 4 to 8 weeks, they're starting to change and they start getting uncomfortable. When we get uncomfortable, that's when our saboteurs are the strongest. That's when they are the most successful as well. They're going to start telling you that you're working too hard and you need to take a break. Or it's okay. You don't need to do these things that you've set out to do. You've already changed enough. Don't listen to them. Reconnect with why you're doing it all in the first place. If you need to, go back to the 10 days of traction. Redo it all again. Go through it and see if there's any of those aspects that you need to reestablish. And make sure that you're celebrating the successes. Getting one of those manageable parts done can be a celebration. Share it on Facebook. Tell people. Have some brag buddies that you go to and share your successes. Write down how you feel and the skills that you use to get there, so that when you're in those low valleys, the places of disappointment, or you're facing an obstacle, you have some ammunition to pull upon. That's what you're going to need to combat those saboteurs. That's what you're going to need to keep going when the change seems just a little too uncomfortable. And just remember that planned change is exciting. Surprise change, that's when we get scared. You don't want to be reacting in life. You want to stay proactive. So what I'm going to do is, since you've gone through Module 1, Module 2, and now you're working your way through Module 3, I'm going to keep sending you tips in the forms of newsletters. They're going to be helping you to be proactive in your change. I'm going to share some stories about me, stories about things that I'm going through and the clients, and some other ways of getting motivated to keep going. And I invite you, let's keep this two-way communication going. I know it's been a lot of audios or reading articles and that from me, and I would like to hear from you now. What's working? What obstacles have you faced? What have you learned and you want to share? Drop me a post on Google+ or on my Facebook page, or send me an email or even call me. Let me know. Every time you celebrate your success on my Facebook page, it motivates someone else to do the same. It also motivates me to continue to put the energy and the effort into what I do. I know that I change lives. I've changed my own, and my clients tell me all the time. But you know, sometimes when I put out this kind of material, I don't know the impact that I'm making. I don't know how it affects people. And I'd love to hear how you've had success. Was it in one of my 10 days of traction? Was it by going through the e-workbook or by listening to this audio? Share it with us. Jump on Facebook. Let everybody know. I'd love to hear from you. So continue to make the changes that you want, be in action, and until next time, continue to be dynamic.